بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر فضله الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبرز دورا الشيخ كي محمد اختصر رحمة الله عليه نظر دولتي هي ديار مدينة إذا ناس شريف نبريز في مدينة شريف نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ٹائٹل ہے دیار مدینہ، مدینہ شریف، سٹی آف مدینہ شریف. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر. اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر. یہی تھے یہ پروانۂ شمع انور، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفتہ آسمان میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفتہ آسمان میں. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی. ہے قندیل فیبا نبی کی ضیا کی، ہے قندیل فیبا نبی کی ضیا کی. مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر. فلک بوسہ زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، یہیں سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ.
These are the ash'ar of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in which he highlights his yearning and desire towards Medina, and this should be the condition of every believer, because Medina is the signature of Islam, and Medina is the place where qarar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, because our inclination towards Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is should be very strong. That is why every single believer should be yearning and desiring to continuously go back to Medina over and over again. So Hazrat says, nazar dhunditi hai diyar Medina, my sight and eyes are continuously searching for Medina, for the town of Medina. Ye dil aur jaan be qarar Medina, this heart and this soul, this body, entire body is continuously restless to see and go to Medina. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib reminds us in his poetry that look, Medina has different places which reminds us of the legacy of the Muslims and the Sahaba and the great pioneers of Islam. How, look at the shujaat, the bravery of the Sahaba, how they gave their blood for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those were the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When a loving person, a person who is in love, gives everything for his beloved, and a person who can give his blood and life, everything for Allah, who can love Allah more than that person? So look at the bravery of the Sahaba, and look at the bloodshed of the Sahaba in Uhud. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That look at the green dome, although the green and the dome itself, this is just like the Kaabatullah. The Kaabatullah is just made of stones. Like Umar radiallahu anhu said, if I didn't see you, O Hajar Aswad, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed you, I wouldn't have kissed you. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed you, that's why I'm kissing you. So when something gets attached to your beloved, that thing also becomes beloved. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, above him is the green dome. The green dome itself has no significance, but because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, now the green dome also becomes beloved to us. So he says that look, there is the green dome, and over there is where rest and happiness will be. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Umar, Uthman, Haydar, yehi the ye parwana-e sham'e anwar. That Khulafa-e Arba'a, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiyallahu anhum, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, these Sahaba, they were the center of nur, they were the center of hidayat. They were the moths around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were taking the light of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yahi se to Islam phaila jahan mein. From them did Islam spread throughout the world. Medina ka shuhra hai haft asma mein. And the name of Medina is not just in our lips, but it's in the seven skies. Nishan Nabi hai یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء میں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sign, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sign is the مسجد of قبا, about which Allah تبارک و تعالی mentioned that these are the people in Masjid al-Quba are people who like to be pure. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. So he says that Masjid al-Quba is a sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result, when we go to Medina, we should visit Masjid al-Quba, and we should it should remind us about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The candle of Medina Munawwara, and the Qindil Tayba Nabi ki Ziyame. Rasulullah sallam, the Masjid Quba is the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina ki diwar o dar dekhte hai, ajab hal qalb o jigar dekhte hai. We see the doors, the walls of Medina. It's like how Majnoon said about Layla, that وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. That it's not the walls that I'm in love with, because he would actually kiss, they say, even the dogs that would pass by their feet. So it's not the doors, it's not the walls, but it's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are in love. So the condition of the heart completely changes. And ye maskan hai shah Madina ka akhtar. This is the place of the king of Medina, O Akhtar. Falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zami par. The sky is kissing the earth over here. In this part of the earth, the sky is even kissing this place.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Allah Ta'ala's infinite mercy, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, from amongst so many people on earth, has given us Iman and Tawheed, Deen, and on top of that, Allah Ta'ala has given us such an environment which is a fortress of our Iman, which is a fortress of our Tawheed, and we are in the company of such people that will guide us towards loving Allah, Rabbi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the correct method. Many people love Allah and His Rasul, but some people's love take them to such a condition, such ghulu, that they started worshipping their beloved. Like how even in the West, and the people that even worship their idols, their icons, celebrities, etc. So like that, some people, they started loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that they even started worshipping him. And this was not matlub. And some people, they were very gustakh to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other anbiya. But the fact that we are between ghulu and taqseer, our buzurgs and pious people, we are in such an environment that we are taught deen correctly in such a manner that we are ummatan wasata, in a middle path, which is away from ghulu, which away from taqseer, exaggeration in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy, He has given us such majalis, such people, such pious people that we can connect with. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Taqwa you will gain by staying with the people who are truthful. Sidq is such a quality that the markaz of all good qualities comes from this quality. When you're truthful within yourself, you're truthful to yourself with no takalluf. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, he is taught to say, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. There is no takalluf. And there is no, they say, wannabe. You trying to be something you're not. So this is against sidq. Sidq is when a person is just plain and simple himself. Not trying to lie to himself, not trying to lie to his consciousness either. So the people who have the sidq, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was given nubuwat at that time, his trustworthiness, his truthfulness was established. He was al-amin, sadiq, as-sadiq al-masduq. All good qualities are revolving around this one quality of sidq. So Sadiq is a person who truly loves Allah Ta'ala. It's not takalluf. It's not just a person who's a wannabe. But such people, you stay with them, you will also, we will also get that quality of sidq. And through that, that is what's taqwa. And when we stay in the companionship of such people who are sadiq, we will also get sidq. And siddiq is the highest level of wilayat. That's why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was, according to our aqidah, and according to the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the tartib of khilafat is the tartib of afdaliyat also. That Abu Bakr is the greatest person in the face of earth after the Anbiya, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after all the Anbiya, Abu Bakr Siddiq's level. He was not called any other title but the word Siddiq. He was Siddiq Akbar. And Allah's mercy, Siddiq, to be a Siddiq, the door of Siddiqiyat is not closed, as it always tells us. The door of Anbiya is closed. No one can be a Nabi anymore. If you want to be a Nabi, there is this one individual, and it happens, Shaitan also gives ilham to people. There's one individual in Philadelphia, he came to me, he said, "I feel like Allah is talking to me." I told him, "The next time I see you, you're going to tell me, I feel like I'm a Nabi. Now Allah is talking to you." Nubuwwat is closed. And if anyone makes dawah of nubuwwat, this is batil. But Allah's mercy, siddiqiyat, the level of siddiq, Allah Ta'ala kept it open for us. We can strive towards becoming a siddiq. Siddiq Akbar is Abu Bakr Siddiq. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us all siddiq. And the highest maqam of siddiqiyat, Hazrat teaches us that when we make dua for wilayat, make dua, Allah gives us the highest maqam of siddiqiyat. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد الكتاب حياة المسلمين أخواننا أشرف علي ثاني رحمة الله عليه The next chapter is all the different solutions how the Muslims will come out of their problems Ruh number 19 Income and expenditure Ways and means of income Earning one's livelihood And spending such income should conform with the Sharia Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, On the day of Qiyamah, no one will be able to move on the occasion of reckoning until a reckoning of five things has been taken. Among the five things mentioned in the hadith, two questions pertain to income and expenditure. One will be asked, How did you earn your living? And number two, How did you spend your income? Earnings and expenses are also matters controlled and regulated by the deen. In this sphere too, there should be no contraventions of the Sharia. Don't break the commands of Sharia. Income must not be derived by unlawful means. Example, interest, riba, dealing in unlawful items, usurping the rights of others, cheating, defrauding, withholding the inheritance of any person. Many people violate the Sharia laws of inheritance and deprive the rightful heirs of the Islamic share of the inheritance. In this way, the usurpers add to the income what is haram and what does not belong to them. Among the ways of earning which conflict with the deen is to become involved so intensely in trade and commerce that even salah is neglected, akhirat is forgotten, zakat and hajj are not discharged, and no time remains for one to acquire the essential teachings of the deen. One should not become so much involved that there remains no time to sit in the company of some saintly person to learn from him the essentials of the deen. Association with the pious, with the awliya, is an important requirement for the spiritual progress of a Muslim. This facet of life should therefore never be neglected. Income should not be expended in such ways, avenues and practices which are condemned in the deen. Extravagance, spending in customs which have no shari sanction, spending for the sake of gaining name, spending in unnecessary luxuries, luxuries which are far in excess of one's needs, etc., are all evil ways which bring about ruin in both the worldly and spiritual life. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided that one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means unlawful in Islam. Wealth can and should be used constructively for one's own benefit, as well as for the benefit of others, and for rendering service to the deen. There are a variety of deen activities which require wealth. Therefore, a man of wealth can obtain great thawab by earning and employing wealth in accordance with the Sharia, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to dini projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc., are wonderful channels in which to employ wealth and thereby build up one's capital in the year after. Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The seeking of a halal earning is the next farz duty after the farz salah, after the other farais, is the next farz duty." Hazrat Abu Khimari radiallahu anhu narrates a lengthy hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The world is for four types of people. Among the four is a man whom Allah ta'ala granted wealth as well as understanding of the deen. He fears his Rabb and his kind and readiness service to his relatives. And in regard to the wealth, he follows the commands of Allah ta'ala and discharges rights. This man is the most noblest of people." Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, narrating a lengthy hadith, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wealth is an object of pleasure. Wealth acquired in a rightful way, in accordance with the Sharia, and spent in a rightful way, will be an aid for its owner, assistance for the owner." Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wholesome pure wealth for a noble person is good." Hazrat Miqdam ibn Ma'di Kariba radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "There will come a time when only gold and silver wealth will benefit people." According to Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, wealth during the time of Sahaba was thus preferable, since their hearts were ennobled with strong iman. Since they possessed a very strong iman, there was no need for them to seek strength and confidence in wealth. In view of the evils normally attendant to wealth, the Sahaba and the early Muslims refrained from its acquisition. However, now, says Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, wealth has become the shield of the believer. Since iman is no longer as strong as it was during former times, poverty creates worry and frustration in people. The result is deterioration in the worldly and spiritual conditions of Muslims, as they are no longer able to stand up to the difficulties of poverty. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi also said that if we did not have wealth, the wealthy worldly people, those puffed up with pride, would have despised us, held us in contempt, and trampled over us in any way they wished. Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi has also said that whoever is in possession of wealth should increase it and not squander it, because in this age the first thing which will suffer in the event of poverty and want is one's deen. Since people, on account of weakness of iman, are no longer capable of enduring the difficulties of poverty, they compromise their deen for worldly comforts. Hazrat Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi said that halal wealth does not tolerate extravagance or waste. Therefore, spend carefully and do not be reckless. If you are reckless in spending, you will be overwhelmed by worry and frustration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.